James, what's wrong? You look like you've seen a ghost.
It's nothing.
It's not nothing. You're as white as a sheet.
It's only... I've seen that man before. I killed him. 10 years ago.
You're listening to The Meridian Watch by Mitchell Luty, performed by Scott Miller and Anna Capraro, featuring Paul Cassell and Tim Redman. Produced by Citadel Studios for Sentinel Creatives. Episode 3, A Cure for Death.
Hello, James.
Jasper! But you're...
Dead, right? Not quite. Close call, though. Bet that's a weight off your shoulders. Come on, let me show you inside.
I buried you myself.
Did you now? Well, that can't be true, can it? What do your eyes tell you, James?
That you're alive. But you haven't aged a day. What's going on here, Jasper? Where have you been all these years?
There's time for that later. Come, come. Let me show you and...
Carl, it's Claire.
Another copper, huh? Now, don't worry. I'm not about to expose you. I was certain to hear about the station house. It was like a second home to me for many a year. But, new adventures and all that. Now, come, come. There's so much I want to show you.
What's going on, James?
I'm not sure.
Bear with me, Ughad. I'll keep an eye on them. Don't worry. Ughad can be a little enthusiastic at times. But he means well, don't you, Ughad?
Is he quite all right? He looks a little...
grey, sickly, insipid, fresh from the grave. Don't worry, he's fine. Or at least, he will be. But you have more important things to worry about, don't you, Claire? I've heard you've been doing a little digging into Shelley Garcia.
Who told you that? Ah, you're working for him then, aren't you? For Fitzgerald.
Good to see you're as sharp as ever, James. But you're quite right. For the moment, I find my interests aligned with that of Master Fitzgerald. One might even say I find myself indebted to him. He really is brilliant. You know that? Quite brilliant. And very generous to his friends.
Wouldn't know. Haven't met the man.
You will. You will. But there is time for that later. For now, enjoy yourselves. Look, see, they have the right idea. That's the ambassador from Alderech, and there, the representative from Ishkar, across the ragged sea. Even in the warmth, he wears that blasted coat of his. And beside him, the grand Arthosophist, our very own Church of Maya. Do you see that woman he's talking to? The one stuffing her face with cream tarts. Rumour has it she's the last living cousin of the Tulip King. Royalty, James, in our very city for the first time in 100 years.
Rubbing shoulders with smugglers and cutthroats, I see. Isn't that Barthas of the Griddlelock gang?
A reputable businessman with interests throughout the continent.
And the Girtham twins? Marnius and Ernest, Black Tar smugglers. When I get my hands on them.
Private investors with a penchant for exquisite goods and the deep pockets to match. You won't lay a hand on them, James. Not while they're here. All these guests are under Fitzgerald's protection. And I'd hate to see something happen to you. Not while we still have so much to talk about.
Where is Mobius?
Oh, he'll be about. He likes to make an entrance. He can be a bit melodramatic for my tastes, but I don't begrudge him a little theatre. I found these geniuses are often quite eccentric, haven't you?
Or mad.
Well, that goes without saying. Where would we all be without a little madness, The world's too horrifying for sanity, and you don't even know the half of it.
I suppose you're the one to enlighten us, then.
Enlighten? No. I've got something else in mind entirely, and I'm afraid that's going to have to wait. I have a little errand to run before the festivities begin in earnest. Please stay, as my guests. Entertain yourselves. Mobius will be out in just a moment. You're going to want to stick around for the show. And James, I'd prefer it if you didn't try to arrest the other guests. Finding all your bits after you gad's done with you would be a chore I'd rather avoid.
All right, Jasper. But when this is done, we're going to have a chat.
An old friend?
He used to be an officer in the watch. But he was too creative, too smart. He tangled with people he shouldn't have, started getting strange ideas in his head. This isn't right. He should be dead. He was dead.
James. They're watching us.
Who is? Oh, everyone. Right, yes, well, I have warrants out for nearly half their number. We're like a pair of foxes in a henhouse.
Something tells me we're not the foxes in this scenario. Or, if we are, we're surrounded by wolves.
Point taken. Perhaps we should ease the tension. What do you say?
How do you propose doing?
When last did you waltz, Constable?
Ah, well,
I'll lead, you follow, and see how many faces you can make out amongst our audience. I want a list of every felon, smuggler, assassin and dealer Mr. Fitzgerald has invited. We can start tracking them down in the morning, once Ugad is out of the way. That's right, you're getting the hang of it. Easy on the toes. Close enough anyway. Ouch.
That's Lloyd Dreyfus, with the ambassador from Iskar.
The smuggler? Oh aye, I see him. The cheeky little bastard that brought in all those fireworms from Vizimryon last year. Nearly burnt down off the graph before we found them all.
He doesn't seem to care that we're here. Fitzgerald's protection really must mean something then. Or else, he doesn't recognise us.
Oh, he recognises us, all right. He's not going to forget the man who kicked his ass up and down the turnpike in a rush. See? There, he spotted us. Yes, I see you, you little rat bastard. Don't think I've forgotten about you.
Well, that was rude of him.
I'll cut that finger off when I get my hands on him, and he knows it too. There he goes, scuttling back to whichever hole he's been hiding in.
Do you think the ambassador knows? Or the Vizimryon and Alderac dignitaries?
That they're rubbing shoulders with slime balls and murderers? Maybe. But they look happy enough, so who's to say? Unless they're just as corrupt as the rest of them.
Not unlikely.
No. Though I've heard it said they'd chop off your hands in Iskar if you so much as think about taking a bribe. You lose your noggin if you follow through, but only after a bit of public torture.
Delightful. This must be Mobius's grand entrance. Your friend was right. It is a bit excessive. Excuse me, sorry. Out of the way, James. People want to see the stage.
Watch your foot! Ugh. Jasper's no friend of mine, Carlisle. Where did he come from? He just appeared.
Out of nowhere. You think he's using?
Could be. More is likely just a stage trick. But keep your eyes peeled.
Welcome! Welcome, one and all. I'm so glad to see so many familiar faces, friends and family among our number tonight. And even I see some unexpected guests.
Shit.
As most of you might have already guessed, and as some of you are about to find out, tonight is a very special night. I have, well, to put it quite simply, I have done it. I have found the cure to that most pressing of all ailments. We no longer have to ponder over that eternal question, for I have beaten death.
What is he talking about? Curing death? Guess that explains. Sergeant, do you think...
Jasper, yes. But it's impossible. Death isn't some disease to be cured. Not even magic can do that, surely. It's...
But don't just take my word for it, friends. I think a little exhibition is in order, don't you? I want you all to see just how far we've come. What your investment has brought you. Jasper, if you'd join me, please. I need a little help with the body. Don't worry. This particular specimen has been ethically obtained. Some of you might remember Mr. Cabshaw, a delightful friend to the society. But sadly, he passed not a fortnight ago. His heart, you see, it had always been weak. And tonics can only do so much against life's greatest adversary. Such a pity. Or it would have been had I not succeeded in my endeavor. Thank you, Jasper. That will be all. But I think I've kept you all in suspense long enough, haven't I? Then, without further delay,
do
it
you
is
say
my
that?
Great pleasure
say
to
what?
Present to you all.
He's Mr. holding something
Capsule.
In his left hand. You see? That glint between his fingers. I think it looks like a coin.
Back from the land of the dead. Don't pay that any concern. We're just clearing out the sewers. We've got a bit of a vermin problem, you see.
He looks worried. Look, Jasper and that thing Ugad are leaving.
My sincere apologies. It appears we will have to reschedule the exhibition. It seems the rats are putting on a bit of a show of their own.
The watch?
Not without my say-so. And Captain Linhurst wouldn't dare barge into one of Mobius's parties.
Then who?
All right, you bunch of treacherous necro-sorcerer spawn. I heard you been looking for me. Well, here I am. And I brought my friends, too. It's Dunbar and the Black Hand. We need to get out of here before this whole place comes tumbling down.
What the hell are they doing here?
We can figure that out later. Let's go. We'll have to find another way out. We'll never make it through that crowd.
The servants' entrance. We can sneak out through there.
Not so fast, Watchman. I thought I recognized you amongst these villains. Throwing your lot in with Mobius then, have you, Dalwar? I didn't take you for a traitor. Disappointing. I'd rather hang.
We're investigating him, not joining him.
Is that so? You wouldn't be lying to old Dunbar, would you? Because I'll eat your hearts if you are. You can bloody well try.
No is what he means to say, don't you, Sarge?
Right, yes. No. We're here on official watch business. But go on, finish the job, Dunbar. If you don't, I'll be taking you in on arson charges next. What?
You really have no idea what's going on here, do you? Gods, it's like your brains fall apart as soon as someone gives you a copper badge. The pieces are on the ball. First moves have been made, officers. Now get out of here. Take the tunnels. I'll see that my lads don't get in your way. Wait, here. Take this. The stories are true. There are things down there.
Thank you.
Come on. It looks like Mobius's militia is piling in. It's about to get nasty. This looks like the right way.
Why do you think he let us go? He hates the Watch.
I'm not sure. I don't think the anarchists did that to the station house. At least, not on purpose. I think there's plenty more at play here than we realise.
My, my, James. You've come a long way. And all in the space of one night. But I'm afraid this little adventure of yours must come to an end after all. Normally, Ugad handles this sort of thing. But for you, I think I'll make an exception. I owe you one, after all.
What is that? James?
Even now it begins. The anarchists really were an unexpected surprise, I must say. But not even they can stop Mobius. Not now. Not anymore. They'll be ripped apart. I wouldn't look back if I were you. Some things are not meant for the human mind. Perhaps not even the imagination. Now, James, are you going to make things easy for me? Or shall we do things the hard way?
Sorry to do this again, old friend. But it's for your own good.
Ah, yes. Well.
Come on, Carlisle. Let's go.
See you soon, James. I'll see you real soon.
We made it.
Close the door, would you, Sergeant? Awful racket you've got going on here. That's better. Now, last night, there's going to be an inquiry into you and Constable Carlisle's activities. Half the city is in uproar after the riot at the Fitzgerald estate. As for Mobius himself, he's quite furious.
But, Captain, we were...
Save it. You operated without my authorization. You commandeered Watch property. And what's this about an unlicensed constable behind the reins? Snuck into Mobius's ball. What were you thinking? And set off a riot that's going to take weeks to unravel. I should be asking for your badge. But I won't. I trust your instincts, James. But this mess. And why aren't you investigating the arson attack? That should be your number one priority.
I was, sir. Or I am. If you'll let me explain.
Go ahead, then. I'm listening.
Do you remember the smuggler's boat we intercepted? Radcliffe's Dawn?
Yes. The one that sunk before it could get into harbour.
The very same. Well, Captain, We track down the owner of the vessel. I'm sure you can tell where this is going.
Pretend that I can't.
Sir, we track the boat's registration down to one Mobius Fitzgerald. Carlyle's been digging into his estate's records. Turns out he's got a veritable navy under his command, with black mark captains, with records a mile long. Radcliffe's Dawn was
captured by the Vizimrai Navy years ago, and was reported as such by Mobius himself. Yes, Sergeant, I have been informed. Indeed, the Fitzgerald family lawyers have been knocking at the department's doors all morning.
Oh? But...
I hope you have more connecting Mobius to whatever idea it is you're exploring than one missing boat, reported lost, that suddenly reappeared. And if I recall correctly, you didn't find any artifacts aboard Radcliffe's Dawn anyway. Am I correct?
Yes, but...
This isn't looking good for you, Sergeant. Which in turn is a poor reflection on myself. And after the state troops had to pile in to clear up that little riot, I've got eyes staring into the back of my head, waiting for another mistake. Now, what's this got to do with the arson case?
Once we started digging around, asking questions about Radcliffe's Dawn and the other vessels, well,
you thought one of the richest men in the city, on the continent, firebombed our watch house with Vizimrian munitions to try and deter your investigations. Is that right? It was the Black Hand Man. Could it be any clearer?
Sir, Dunbar was at the Solstice Ball. He broke in with the anarchists and started shooting up the place. He stood as far as you are from me right now with a pistol to my face and didn't take the shot. Why didn't he, if he wanted to see us undone?
The Blue Caps said they found no sign of the anarchists when they arrived. Just a fire and screaming men and women. Looked like the place had been blown to bits.
A riot doesn't look like that, sir. You've seen enough of the streets to know that buildings don't get blown apart by nothing. The anarchists were there, with powder and steel. They were after something. After Mobius. And there's more. There was something there. Something... I think we're dealing with a cult, Captain.
A cult? The department will never believe you. Not without evidence, James. Every person at the ball says you and the constable set off this chaos. And if it weren't for Mobius and his aide, things would have...
His aide? Jasper was there. Jasper Rhine. Mobius brought him back somehow. I'm not sure how, but it's like he never died. Mobius says he's cured death, that he can stop the end. I don't know if he's mad or if he's actually done it, but I know what I did see. Jasper Rhine's alive.
Jasper? No, that can't be. That's nonsense. I saw you pull the trigger myself. You must have been mistaken. In the chaos of it all, surely?
No, sir. He spoke to me. He's alive. Or at least, he was until I shot him again. But I have a feeling he'll be back. I think, Captain, that we're dealing with something more than just a smuggling ring.
Yes, I get that sense. But a cult, James? If what you're saying is true, and I want you to know that I'm not sure that it is, then you're sitting on something that might tear this city apart. Mobius is connected. His roots go deep into the city, to its founding, some say. You'll have to tread lightly if you're to go any further.
I need more time. Can you give me that? Before the inquiry. I need some breathing room to get the evidence I need to prove my case.
Time. I'll see what I can do, but the department... They won't... All right, James... I'll get you the time you need. Don't let me down. It doesn't need saying, but I'll say it anyway. Both our necks are on the line now.
Thank you, Captain. I owe you for this.
Just get us out of this mess, and I'll consider us even. Now get some rest.
Gods, what are you getting yourself into, James? Mad cults, artifacts, royalists, anarchists, arrest?
Sergeant?
Yes, Carlisle, what is it?
Gimlick's here to see you.
So? Send him in.
Only he's not alone. He's brought someone. I thought it best to keep it quiet, what with the captain around. I think he's brought someone from the Black Hand. They're waiting in the alley.
God, of course he did. Thank you, Carlisle. I'll be right out.
Psst. Oi, Dalwar. Hail, Sergeant. Over here.
All right, Gimlick. What's with the cloak and dagger stuff?
Can't trust nobody. Not anymore. Not with this.
Yes. I heard you came around to warn me. Thank you, Gimlick.
Doesn't matter much if I'm late, does it, Sergeant? No, no. I wouldn't have been able to forgive myself if the good sergeant got his neck cut.
Nor I. What's this all about then, Gimlick? Carlisle said you brought someone to see me. I don't see anyone.
Oi, Darnish. Get yourself out here. The sergeant wants to see you. You got yourself in a fine mess here. I don't mind saying it.
Darnish, is it? You were part of the Black Hand. Your master decided not to come himself, did he?
He's not my master. I have no master.
All right, lads. Easy. The sergeant meant nothing by it, did he?
Right. Nothing by it. Darnish, can you tell me where Dunbar is?
He got himself hurt real bad in the fight. I don't know if he's gonna... He wants to see you. That's why he sent me. It's important, he says. Else I wouldn't have come.
I'm not gonna end up with a knife in my back the moment I walk down the streets with you, am I, Darnish?
Don't you worry, Plodder. If the Black Hand wanted you dead, you'd be long buried. We ain't like those monarchist bootlickers. We do the job right the first time. You're in the graph anyway. You live and breathe by his will.
Yes, we'll see about that, won't we? It's about time me and Dunbar had a proper face-to-face. Lead the way.
Good choice, copper. Come on, before sun up. I don't want people seeing me with you. Tarnishes my reputation, it will, like old Gimlick here.
Hey, watch your bloody mouth, you whip, or I'll backhand you.
You try me. See what happens then, old man.
So, this is where you lot have been hiding? Can't say I'm surprised. Dunbar always liked the good stuff, didn't he?
We put the palace to better use than any kings ever did. Besides, nowhere better to hide than in plain sight. And it pisses the monarchists off something awful. That's all right, Buckwheat. He's with me. The Dun wants to see him.
I love what you've done with the place. No gods, no masters, eh? Very stylish.
Shut it, Plodder. You don't even know how much you owe us right now.
I'm beginning to suspect you've been up to a bit more than just smuggling in the odd turf war.
You suspect right. He's not looking so good. You give him any shit and we'll black those eyes, got it?
Leave him be, boy. In you get, Dalwar. Come to visit an old friend, have you? To pay your respects.
You need to relax. Lie back down.
Bugger off, Helvet. Don't you know a dead man when you see him? I know the sergeant does. Don't you, Dalwar? Heard you bumped into Jasper at the ball? So I did. And now you have questions. Leave it be, woman. It's done, all right? Let me lie in peace.
He doesn't have much time left. You best make it quick. There are others he needs to see first. Before
I leave me soiled bed and all this pain behind. Time. What is time to a man who has seen the end of death? Gods. Come, sit, Delaware. This is important. My home, this city, everything. There are forces at work that want to destroy it. They want to destroy us all. And I suppose you're the one to stop this all from happening. Me? Gods. No, I'll be dead by sunup. It's you, James. You can stop it. Here, pass me that cup. No point going out sober now, is there? Ah, those fucking loyalist ass lickers in the Golden Dawn really sold us out this time. But don't say we didn't warn you. We've been singing the same song for years, but none of you would hear it. You'll have to forgive the skepticism. The Black Hand is, yes, yes, a bunch of thieving cunts. But we're not traitors, not like they are. They've struck a deal with Vizimrain. It'll be the end of us. The end of our independence. They'll choke the life out of this city and install one of their puppets. A deal? What sort of a deal? And what's Mobius got to do with it? How is he involved? They're going to let Vizimrain into the city through the tunnels. They've been mining them wider for years, making enough space for an army to get through. And Mobius? You still don't understand. Mobius is the Golden Dawn. He's the one pulling all the levers, smuggling rotten tomb vaults into our city, meddling with things he has no right meddling with. He's got his claws in half the city already. The Watch, even your bloody department, they're all his now. I don't... What is he getting out of this? He already has power, wealth. Why would he betray the city? The monarchists think Vizimrain will reinstall the aristocracy. They'll bring back the royals from out of exile. They're all dead. Long since rotting away in graves we dug for them. No, they're just tools for him. It's something else he's bartered us away for. You saw it, I think, on Radcliffe's Dawn. And again, Jasper. Delwa, he's right about one thing. He's found the cure to death. But it's not what he thinks it is. No, the dumb bastard. Vizimrain aren't what they appear to be. They never have been. The djinn... Jasper isn't who he says he is.
You really should leave now, Sergeant. Please.
No, wait... Jasper is just a vessel for something else. James, you have to stop this before Vizimrain comes. Mine the tunnels. Blast them all back to hell. The djinn. They're the ones.
Leave him now, please. He needs to say goodbye to his family.
What the hell? Blue caps at the station?
Hey, psst, Delamar!
Gimlik? You're making a habit out of this. I'd prefer it if you didn't.
Quick, James. You need to get over here. Before they see you.
Carlisle? What's going on?
Yes. Now hurry up.
Why are the blue caps at the station house?
It's the department. They're flipping the office, putting everything we have into wagons and sending them off to who knows where. They're looking for you too.
Aye. Got men posted on every corner waiting for you to come back. You're lucky me and the constable got to you before them. I think they want to question you. And questions from the blue caps is...
never good. Yes, thank you, Gimlik. What do they want?
We were hoping you could tell us.
It's this Mobius business. Damn it. Dunbar was right.
Dunbar? You saw the anarchists?
I did. He told me a story. One I wasn't sure I believed. Until now. Mobius has his fingers in the department. Maybe our station too. The blue caps, almost certainly. I need uniforms, Sergeant. Or Visimrine is going to walk right into this city and take it.
Visimrine? What have they got to do?
I'll explain later. Gimlik, I need you to go back to the old palace and rouse the anarchists. We'll need the Black Hand on our side if we're to stand any chance. Tell them James sent you. I need their help. If Dunbar is still breathing, tell him I'm going to finish this once and for all.
Right, I'll do me best.
What do you want me to do?
I need men we can trust. Mr. Flitwick, McCormick, anyone else you think we can rely on. Tell them to meet me at the sewers. Tell them we're going to flush out the rats.